Well, good morning. As always, welcome to live radio. Hit a couple of wrong buttons. Started off a little bit interesting, but welcome to the Sunday Morning Inspiration. I'm your host, C. Maria Wall. For those of you who follow us faithfully every single week, and you were on our show last night for our regular Healing Through Hurt iTalk radio show, you know that my guest, one of her children, and I am quite under the weather. So once again, I'm here early, 6 a.m., because the show must go on. So as I said earlier, welcome everyone. Thank you so much for joining me here this morning for our 15 to 30 minutes of stress relief and release and our inspirational minute for today. As I said, I'm C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the mediator, the Shiro at your ground zero. And we're taking a journey together, a journey to healing. Because in the end, we will reach our destiny. We will find our passion, purpose, and power. As always, I hope you're in your favorite spot. Lie back, sit back, close your eyes. We are about to begin our show with our morning breathing exercises, as always. Eyes closed. Lie back, sit back, and allow my voice to guide you on our journey. Let's start by inhaling. Hold it. Now exhale. Let's breathe in this wonderful, positively charged air. Now exhale all of the negative air. Bring all that negative energy out of your body, spirit, and soul. One more time. Let's inhale. Now exhale. As always, continue your breathing exercises throughout the show today. If you haven't checked out Maria's Titanium Tidbits on YouTube, do so. These are tiny tidbits of information that I do, informational videos that give you little tidbits of information that help you make it through your day. Each of us has a purpose in this world. Each of us has a destiny. And it's not what so many of us tend to think. Yes, we're here to grow up, be kids, enjoy our childhood, or endure our childhoods. We become adults, we get jobs, some of us get married, have children. We grow old, and then our lives end. What is more to us than that? Many of us will live, just as I said, and never find their true purpose or destiny. Others of us do find our purpose for living, our purpose for existing, and oh, what a feeling that is. So today we're going to talk about a certain group of people that see everything as God-awful. Everything is God-awful. They find fault in everything and everyone. How's your day going? Oh my gosh, it's God-awful. He looks God-awful. She looks God-awful. The music sounds God-awful. My life is God-awful. Well, how can anyone attract anything positive when everything is so God-awful? So today, we're going to talk about going from God-awful to God-awesome. That's right. Let me say it again. We are going to go from God awful to God awesome. How great is that? How wonderful is that? So this week's inspiration comes from Philippians 2, 14 and 15. Do all things without grumbling or questioning, that you may be blameless and innocent. Children of God, without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Let me say this again, Philippians 2, 14, 15. Do all things without grumbling or questioning, that you may be blameless and innocent. Children of God, without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. So again, in order for you to change your outcome, you have to change your mindset. Go from God awful to God awesome. Find something that's God awesome in everything. If you know that someone is in an awful outfit, you know, on some of the social network sites, people tend to pass around pictures of people who are dressed in some very questionable outfits. So instead of you complaining about how God awesome it is, just think how God awful it is. Just think about how God awesome it is that you're not the one who was captured on film, who's being clowned around the world by way of the internet. Just remember this. Just think about it. When you talk about, and sometimes I really don't like when people say, you're down and out, and you've lost everything, and you managed to get a job where you're making minimum wage, where you're used to making high five and six figures, and those people who are still at their high five and six figure salaries tell you, well, at least you got a job. And you think about it. Again, you feel defeated. How God awesome would it be to get back to where you were? Instead of thinking how God awful it is that you're at rock bottom. The fact is that you do have some income coming in. That part is true. It's just a fact. It's not people trying to make you feel good about your minimum wage job. And I commend anyone who's working in any capacity, because there are a lot of people who've given up. So while you're thinking how God awful that is, there are a lot of people who have given up. So it's really God awesome that you chose to stick to your path and move forward. And then look at it like this. If you're that far down, you have nowhere to go but up. How God awesome is that? So we have to learn how to find the God awesome in everything. Replace it. Take the place of the God-awful mindset, because God-awful attracts the negative energy. God-awesome may not happen overnight. It may not happen this week. The positive mindset, hold on to your faith and stick to the plan and walk the path. Suddenly, everything is going to be God awesome. Say it with me, God awesome. When you tell people good morning, I always say God morning. God morning to you. Have a God awesome day. And it's so funny, some people, when they hear me say that, they look and they're surprised and they're like, oh, wow, God awesome. I like that. I'm going to have to use that. And in that short amount of time, the positive has been channeled. And now, the recipient is charged to pass it along. God awesome. God awful. God awesome. God awful. Think about it. There's no way you can say God awesome and not feel good. But you can say God awful and feel terrible. Which will you choose? And the interesting thing is, it's not that hard of a choice. You only have two. Will you wallow in the dirt and continue to be God-awful? Everything in this world is God-awful. My life is God-awful. You make me sick. You're God-awful too. Or will you be God-awesome? Wow. How awesome is that? Have a God-awesome day. I'm going to make this day God-awesome no matter what. My truck is broke down. Got a flat tire. Going through some storms, but guess what? I'm alive and breathing. So that means I have another God-awesome chance to fight another day. Make it through. And I'm one step closer to finding my way back into the sunlight. How God awesome is that? Change your mindset. Change your mood. Change your outcome. Sitting here every single week, or most weeks, speaking to you all over the world is God awesome. Oh my, what an awesome thing is that? Yes, I go to bed late. I get up early. No one who's very sick wants to be up at 5:30 in the morning preparing to do a show at 6 a.m. Most people would not do that. But when you have that God-awesome mindset, yes, I'm feeling terrible, but right now sitting here with you, chatting with you, having our special time, is helping me to feel God-awesome. And there's something to be said about the power of positive thinking. It can make you feel better when you're feeling badly. It can help your outlook to change when you feel destitute and losing. God awesome, people. God awesome. Just remember, turn it around, make it a God awesome day, week, month, year. Tell everyone you know, have a God morning and a God awesome day. And I promise you, the majority of you listening will feel better when you move into that God-awesome mindset. I can't say it enough because I love saying it, because every time I do, I feel a little better. I'm not saying that I'm ready to run outside and do a marathon, but I feel so much better. I'm so much more energized. I'm sitting here grinning from ear to ear, because I know that I serve an awesome God. And even though I'm not where I used to be, I'm not where I was. So that's God awesome. Of course, I can sit here and wallow in the fact that I'm nowhere near where I used to be financially. But what purpose does it serve? I still have a home. I still have transportation. There were so many people that tried to pull me down, tear me down, for simply because one person passed along a lie. And when you're dealing with people who have major insecurities, they try to pull you down, and they want others to join in their crusade. sometimes we have to walk away from everything that we know in order for us to walk into our greatness. How God awesome is that? When we have enough tenacity and strength to walk away from everything and sometimes everyone that we have known, in some cases our entire lives, so that we can walk into our destiny and greatness. So think about it. Will you remain in God-awful mode, or will you decide to shift up to the God-awesome mode? The choice is always yours, always. And of course, before we close, time for our public service announcements. If you haven't heard about the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement, it's coming June 6th through 8th. This is a virtual event. This is a group of dynamic, established, and upcoming speakers who've come together to share our stories from pain to power, from tragedy to triumph. We're going to share roadmaps for you so that you can find your passion, purpose, and power, helping you to make peace with your past so that you can move forward in a positive way into your destiny. If you want information, just text HOPE to 202-618-2556. 202-618-2556. Text the word HOPE. And if you didn't know, I'm also available to come to your neck of the woods. I'd love to come and visit you and share my story of survival and moving forward and what it feels like to have left this world just a year ago, a little over a year ago, and heard the voice of God tell me that my job was not done. And I was sent back to remain here with you for our Sunday morning inspiration. And I have some other tasks to complete as well. So here I am. Once again, God awesome. God awesome. If you'd like to reach us, there's several ways. Email healingwithmaria@yahoo.com. Or if you'd like to write to us at our corporate address, contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. Or if you'd like to write to me personally, I'm at mariawall@thewallfoundationinc.org. And of course, you hear me talking about thewallfoundationinc.org. The Wall Foundation is an IRS-recognized and approved 501c3 nonprofit. If you're here on the Blog Talk site, we've added a link. We have a special, very special fundraising campaign going on right now. You can get You're From God Awful to God Awesome t-shirts right here. And if you'd like to get more information on that, just send me an email at healingwithmaria@yahoo.com. And I'll be sure to send you out the information so that you can order You're From God Awful to God Awesome t-shirt today. And again, 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. And again, if you like information on the upcoming Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement, you can either email me the word HOPE or text the word HOPE to 202-618-2556. And of course, if you'd like for me to come to your area to speak, to share my story, and to help you discover your passion, purpose, power, and greatness. Again, you can either email the word SPEAK or text the word SPEAK to 202-618-2556. As always, I pray each and every one of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. And I also pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. I pray you enough smiles to turn that frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. So sorry that I feel a little bit and I sound a little bit under the weather. It's because I am. I have been in great discomfort for a couple of days now. So maybe I'll be back to 100% this time next week. So forgive me for that, but I've had a god-awesome time here with you. And I hope you enjoyed it too. And thank you, thank you, thank you so much for all of your support all over the world. Much love to each and every one of you. Namaste. My spirit does honor your spirit. So as always, I'm C. Maria Wall, praying each and every one of you enough. And as always, I leave you with this simple reminder to remember to continue to pray it and pay it forward, always. Be well, be blessed, and I will see you soon. We're going to leave with a little bit of music for you to meditate to. But until next time, just remember, go from God-awful to God-awesome. This is your time to shine, to find your purpose and your greatness. And you can't do that if you're stuck in that God-awful mode. So won't you join me in the God-awesome club? Lie back, sit back. Keep your eyes closed for a few more moments, and then you can start your busy, hectic day. But just remember, have a God morning and a God awesome week and beyond. Thank you.